You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Dr. Michael Williams. Dr. Michael Williams is the director of the African American Studies Program here on campus, and there are some exciting things that the program is doing, and we're going to talk about the lecture series and a special guest coming in next week. But first of all, Dr. Williams, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, because you came here in 2016. Tell us a little bit about what you did before and what you studied, or what motivated you to come to UTEP and, you know, head up a program like this.
Okay, well, thank you for asking that. I'm actually a native Mississippian. So I was born in Oxford, Mississippi, and I stayed in the state of Mississippi working until I actually came here to UTEP. For that, I did my studies at the University of Mississippi. My areas of expertise is civil rights movements, the formation of social movements, civil rights activism, grassroots activism, and also black intellectuals and radicalisms. My research tends to be also in terms of civil rights activism.
Tell us a little bit about some of the research that you've done, because when people hear civil rights, they think of, you know, the 60s, Dr. Martin Luther King, and of course the terrible things that were happening in the South, the bombing of the church in Alabama. And so if you kind of wouldn't mind, you know, bringing us up to date a little bit about what your focus is and what perhaps do you tell the students enrolled in this program?
Yeah, absolutely. My focus, like I say, is civil rights activism, but more importantly, I tend to look at the lesser-known individuals who were engaged in civil rights activism from the grassroots level, on the ground, and so that tends to be my area of focus. My book, which looked at Megger Wiley Ebers, which was the NAACP field secretary for the state of Mississippi from 1954 until his assassination in June of 1963. So I look at how he engaged in civil rights activities and how he was connected not only in what was going on in Mississippi, but also nationally. And so the research that I'm always interested in is how does civil rights activism occur? What does it look like on the grassroots level? And then how does that movement from the ground spread to a national kind of movement? And so here at UTEP, the classes that I teach, which are the civil rights movement, African-American women and the Black Freedom Movement, a series of African-American history courses as well. I'm always engaging the students in what it means to be socially aware and to be socially active wherever you are and what responsibilities that they may have to kind of look at injustice and then to challenge that.
One of the things that UTEP Texas Western is known for is that championship in 1966, and we're coming up on the NCAA tournament in March and stuff, and they received a lot of recognition because it was an all-black team, starters, that beat Kentucky, and there was a lot of hate mail that Coach Haskins received because of what happened, yet some of the players have spoken to us in the past, and our students did produce an Emmy Award-winning documentary on that. The players, some of them said, we didn't realize that, you know, we were doing something that big. We were all just part of the team and playing with Coach Haskins. So when you say activists, sometimes that word has a negative connotation to it. I know that Dr. Angela Davis had said something like activists just means pulling something up by the root or something like that. So what is it that if your students have questions about, okay, what is really activism and what does it mean? What would you tell them?
Actually, in terms of what I tell them, too, it's actually being aware of what's going on around you and then also having an understanding of the necessity of challenging that which is wrong, challenging injustice, challenging oppression, and to be kind of aware of what your responsibilities are in that. You say it's activism sometimes has a negative connotation. That depends on who's looking at it, you know, and how they're seeing it. But the people who are actually involved in it saw themselves as people who were working for the actual good, actively engaged in trying to create a new narrative that was based upon equality across the board. And so when you look at activism from that perspective, it takes on a different meaning. You mentioned the basketball players who oftentimes said that they didn't know they were doing something that was big at the time. But you see that in a lot of individuals in the 50s and the 60s who were engaged and struggled. What they saw themselves doing is defending their rights, doing what they knew was progressive for them, right? And so they didn't necessarily sit down and say, well, okay, I'm going to be an activist today. But what they were actually doing was engaged in active activity against the problems and pressures that surrounded them and tried in many instances to crush them.
One of the persons who is associated with activism is Angela Davis. And she started out being very active as a young person. In fact, she joined the Black Panthers. She was a member of an all-black communist party. And she actually knew some of those little girls who were killed in the Alabama church bombing. And so she was involved in all of that. Tell us about Professor Davis's visit to El Paso, and why did you choose her?
In terms of visits, she will actually be here on February 7th at the UGLC building here on campus, the Undergraduate Learning Center. The program starts at 6:30, but when you ask why I chose her, this is an individual who has dedicated her life to social justice, who dedicated her life to racial gender equality, who dedicated her life to being a voice for those who oftentimes don't have a voice, or a voice that's not amplified. And so when I've heard her speak before, and this is a person who's really iconic when we start talking about social justice movements. And so I thought it was very important to have an opportunity for UTEP and the surrounding communities to hear from a person of that caliber. And so we've titled the program An Evening with Angela Davis, and that gives her an opportunity to talk about current issues as it relates to social justice, racial, gender issues, and things of that nature. And so for me, I thought this is an opportunity for the community as a whole to come out and hear a person who can draw on a vast amount of experiences as it relates to challenging oppression in all forms. And so I thought this would be a prime opportunity for people to engage with her, but also for her to engage with the community and the students. And that's the important part of it.
When you're talking about engaging with the students, that's very important, because there are some people who remember, they're older or were, you know, younger at the time and they knew of her. But perhaps with her coming, it's also an introduction to some of the younger generation to know about what happened back then, and who Angela Davis is, was, and what she went through.
Absolutely. And that's an important point, because a lot of students may not necessarily be well-versed in terms of who she is. Now, what I can say, and that I'm proud of too, is that the faculty here on campus, meaning understanding that she's coming here, are now starting to provide their students with information about Angela Davis, videos of her, those kinds of things to prepare them. And I've done the same thing as well. And also, with that, here's an opportunity. We press upon the students, and the student bodies are very excited about her visit as well. But this is an opportunity for, if you don't necessarily know a lot about Angela Davis, here's an opportunity for you to come and hear from the very person herself, who can kind of give you not only her own background, but also the issues in which she deems important and what she's been struggling for. And so I think this is an opportunity for students to come out and hear that, and then to get fired up about all the issues that are prevalent in their lives today and in society today. And I think she's going to bring that out.
And she started out, well, she was in academia. She taught at UCLA, I believe, and she was let go because of some of her ties and beliefs. But she fought it, and she was rehired. And then after her contract expired, she moved on to another university, and now she's continuing to teach and lecture, but she's also written a couple of books, correct?
Yes, she has. She's written several, at least 10 at this point. And that's some, so she's a prolific scholar as well. So that's something, too, that individuals, once they come out, will get an opportunity to hear some of the things that she's done.
And when you mentioned, you know, as you mentioned about the faculty here and talking about Professor Davis, perhaps some people just, when they have that tag, activist, they're going, oh, well, this person is just going to talk about negative things or uprisings and stuff like that. But as you mentioned, she's an academic person. She has a very strong background in academia, and she has written several books. In fact, there was Women, Race, and Class that she wrote. And that's very important because of what we're hearing today also about what women are going through and discrimination, sexual assaults, all that stuff.
Right. I mean, this is a very important time. And when you have these issues and movements that are happening here, and you have someone of Professor Davis's caliber who can come to the campus and kind of address the social problems that are happening in society, that's where the significance comes from. That's where the community has an opportunity at that point to hear one of the premier voices when it comes to social justice and speaking on issues of gender equality, racial equality, issues as it relates to the prison system. All right, so here's a person who's dedicated their adult life to this. And to have her come to UTEP campus and speak to students and the surrounding community about these particular issues, and to be able to sit there and engage her, because there will be a question and answer portion as well, I think that's a very important opportunity that the community, I think, will benefit from.
You mentioned the prison system, and one of her books is, I think it's called, Are Prisons Obsolete? What does she mean by that?
Well, that's something I think that she probably can better define, but this idea of what really concerns her is this kind of push for putting more emphasis and more resources into the prison system versus the education system, and how there tends to be this kind of pipeline issue that people are talking about, or this industrial prison complex. And so these are the things I think that she's getting at, the kind of oppressiveness of the prison system.
February is the month that we recognize Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and he is known as the Great Emancipator. And it's also African American Month. And you have other speakers coming in this lecture series. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the upcoming speakers?
I'd be happy to. On February 12th, we actually have Associate Professor Curtis J. Austin out of the University of Oregon, who's actually a civil rights scholar. And he's also an expert on the Black Panther Party. And so on February 12th at 2 o'clock in the Natural Gas Conference Center, he's going to give a lecture titled The Black Panther Party and the Long Black Power Movement. That's going to be room side A. And so that's, again, February 12th at 2 o'clock. On February 20th, we have Assistant Professor Deidre Cooper-Owens out of Queens College, CUNY in New York. And she's going to actually come and give a lecture titled Medical Bondage, How Slavery Shaped American Gynecology. And that's going to be in the Bloomberg Auditorium. And that lecture starts at 1:30. And so those are the individuals that we have coming up. And then we're looking to have other individuals, you know, as things progress. But this is the beginning of the lecture series, and Professor Davis is the inaugural person who will start that off.
The lecture series, Dr. Williams, are these free to the public?
Yes, free and open to the public. That's the way I designed them. And in terms of the lecture series itself, the objective was to use it as a mechanism for bringing scholars and activists from across the country to share with our students and faculty and our larger community their passion and their expertise in a variety of areas, and then having students have an opportunity to engage with those individuals on a variety of levels. And so that was the design of the lecture series, and the faculty and individuals who I'm bringing in are always excited to come here and engage with students. And I really sincerely appreciate the faculty, too, who are always supportive in terms of encouraging students to come out and they themselves come out and listen to these individuals as well.
As we wrap up the program, if you wouldn't mind kind of telling us again what time Angela Davis will be speaking, where, and what date?
Yes, Professor Davis will be here on February 7th. The lecture will start at 6:30. And it will be in the Undergraduate Learning Center, room 126. We hope that people get there early to get primary seating. There will be, of course, an overflow room if need be. The lecture and the program will also be live streamed into the overflow room. And so if we need that space, we have it. I also want to include, too, the fact that this is a very important event that the Black Student Union here as well is engaged in. So the Black Student Union is a part of the lecture series, so they are co-sponsors of it and will also be engaged in the activities as well. And so that's something that I'm very proud of, that the students are actually engaged, involved, and willing to help organize and participate in these kinds of events.
Dr. Williams, thank you so much for being with us here today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been visiting with Dr. Michael Williams. Dr. Williams is a director of the African American Studies Program here on campus, and he has been talking about the African American Studies Program lecture series kicking off African American History Month with Professor Angela Davis. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.